Coach, I know you mentioned after the Minnesota series way back that you obviously want to have national, aspirations for the program. I guess just like now that you're in Madison right now, you made a tournament. I guess kind of pride that you feel that you've done this in year two.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of pride. I think that's been the message all year is that, we have the skill, we have the puzzle pieces, and it's putting it together into a cumulative effort. I think it was a massive turning point. Like we all talked about when we got back from Minnesota that we can compete against the best. And the belief in our team started then. And kind of cool to be full circle back in the Midwest, at the host site of the number one seed and playing against a great rival. Nationally as well, and excited to represent our program with a lot of pride and put it to the test.
No, I was just really curious, like specifically with that Minnesota series and the way you performed in that kind of, being, tied going into like the final minute. I guess how important do you think that that was for your group and their confidence and stuff that early in the year?
Oh yeah, it was huge. I mean, obviously, I'm playing against, I mean, just playing the game fast. I think obviously Minnesota's everyone's fast when you get to this level. But obviously just being able to play the 200 foot game at that speed, at that skill level. And I think the other piece of it that really was crucial for us in that Minnesota series was the proof of concept. I think like you guys have mentioned before, but like the level of contact and effectiveness that we play with our offensive first touch, that all those upgrades that we were adding to our game, we saw them work. We saw them start to work that early in the season. And I think that buy-in was crucial for us, to see that we have a game plan where we're leaning into the talent we have, but at the same time have a plan that can compete against the best in the country.
Go ahead, Anna. Hey, coach. So I know the last three games have all gone into overtime, and obviously that's results in the win, but I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you worked on since the game against Northeastern to help keep this upcoming game within regulation play.
Yeah, it would never hurt, right? But yeah, I think the biggest thing is just solidifying the things that we do well. We always want to make opponents, make adjustments to our game. And I think special teams at this point in the season is something that you just keep getting reps with and keep tweaking. And other things, just making sure that our transition game is fast from offense to defense, defense to offense. I think those moments in a game are going to be crucial. We want to build territorial advantage, but transition is part of the game. And playing against fast teams, we're going to make sure that we're ready for that.
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm assuming you saw Reagan's Instagram post after you guys won. So I just my question to you is like, when were you first familiar with kind of what she posted about our predictions? And like, secondly, you guys when you see things.
Uh-oh. I heard the first part of the question, maybe not the second, though.
Sorry, can you guys hear me now?
Yep, I heard the first part, just not the second part.
Just does that like fuel you guys when you see things like that kind of thing?
Hey, we're big fans of you guys. We're always following the blog. So yeah, we're always familiar with it. No, I think that's the cool part about being at a hockey school. I mean, you guys do a great job, student media, and having a following and building a base. I think that's something that's always important to us. And so yeah, we're always following along with you guys. And it just kind of becomes funny, right? As you get towards, obviously, we started the season pretty strong with our winning streak. You get to the back half and rebound after the bean pot. And I think as certain moments of the season go by, you reflect on, okay, where did we think we would be? Where did others and where are we now? And I think there's like turning points throughout a season. And so we were definitely familiar. I was familiar Reagan was gonna do it. I thought it was a nice touch.
I was going to ask you, Coach, obviously, Clarkson in the ECAC, that's a conference everyone plays since Princeton, I believe. I guess, like, what do you see about kind of the difference in style of play in the ECAC compared to Hockey East?
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar. I mean, a lot of the games that we watched recently, I know that Cornell game they played there in the semis had a lot of penalties in it, but for the most part, they play physical, which we're excited about. Play fast, like I've alluded to already, but excited for that type of game. I think I say it all the time, you're in an enclosed ice surface, and when you're playing against the most talented, most skilled, fastest, most fit teams in the league, there's going to be contact, and they're able to play an effectively skilled and game with contact. obviously special teams, I think. Like when you're the ECAC is such a strong league. We saw that with Princeton. We're going to see that again with Clarkson, with great special teams. So just excited to be put to the test.
Go ahead, Kat.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you about the play of Clara Yoon. She did a great job in the hockey's championship, and what are you seeing from her level of play right now?
Yeah, I'm loving that line, loving Clara's game. I think she adds a component to Lindsey Bachman and Christina Vogt's game. Obviously, she can shoot the puck. She can, be impactful with her size. And so for Clara specifically, I think she's just found a way to put all of those pieces of her game into an impactful way consistently, especially down the stretch. I think the way she can get in on the forecheck, the way she can use her body to protect the puck as we get going in the ozone, and like I said, shoot off a pass, just so dangerous with her shot and ability. And I think she's also found ways to use her first touch as well. Saw some quick playmaking in the offensive zone from that line. So I'm really excited with Clara's game. And I think the one thing that you don't definitely probably don't see on the screen when you're watching a game is her coachability. And it's not the yes coach. Yeah, it's she's just excited. You can be tough on her. I think we took her out of the rotation for one shift in the hockey's final, and then she's right back and she's getting you the game tying goal. And like that resiliency, that confidence, that IQ for the game, it's why you're seeing her just respond at every level and why you see her, execute in those big moments.
That's him.
Back to Eli. You guys obviously had a big Saturday, very exciting little celebration. But how do you guys kind of stay focused, kind of for Thursday? Obviously with the travel and the time. Can you just talk to me a little about what you guys are doing in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, we're enjoying the moment. I think that's the best way to be focused, is enjoy the time together. We got out here nice and early. We have so much support from our school and our department to be able to come out here on a charter and spend some time and get an extra practice day in here and just enjoy every experience. Like we're not, obviously it's been a long time for our program since we've been on this stage, but I think the more you enjoy each other, you enjoy the process, you enjoy it. Every practice you get together, and the team, it's theirs and they've just taken it over. The captains have done a great job. I think all the preparation you put in throughout the season prepares you for this moment, even though you haven't been in it yet. They were the same way all throughout playoffs, all throughout the season. And I think that just comes back to their culture. They enjoy each other. They enjoy being together, and they're gamers that, have consistently found ways to win, and they're excited to put that to the test again.
Isabella?
Hi. So I'm Izzy. I'm from Madison. I'm going to be doing sideline reporting for the game on Thursday. My first
Awesome.
question is, so your team played your first inaugural game in 2005, which means this marks your 20th season as a team. So what does
Yep.
this accomplishment mean to you and your team in general?
Yeah, it's huge. And I was fortunate enough to be a part of the early days as a player. I fell in love with BU when it was such a young program, be a part of the first ever hockey's championship and NCAA runs. And I think that feels similar now, right? But being able, I think it just proved that BU, like I alluded to already, is a hockey school and all the resources were there to have success. And you bring in the right people and you start to have it, and it takes off. The fact that we were able to generate success so early in our program's history speaks to that. And now that we've kind of come full circle and making a push on the national stage again, you get the right people in place and you set the standards. There's nothing, sky's the limit when you're at BU and you're playing hockey.
Sam?
Yeah, one of the things that that Julia and Maggie were alluding to when I was talking to them before the title game, Maggie said like the first practice of the year, like she got back and she was like, wow, like the skill level and just like the speed is so much better than it was here before. Like, was that in your mind just like the players just like working hard and like just actually like getting better at the sport in the offseason? Like, kind of how do you think that kind of happened, I guess?
It's funny because it's so subtle and not all at the same time. Like I know the practice you're alluding to and what they're talking about, even our first week, it was their hard work. I mean, there are some crucial players you saw, and I know we've talked about throughout the season, from Mari Peterson and Nett to Sydney Healy, Maeve Kelly. Like they all came back in just great shape, ready to go, and always had the mentality. And then you insert a few transfers, there's some subtracted from the dynamic, and we're talking about a group of people. But I alluded to the fact that our practices have been the most competitive consistently as long into the season that I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's subtle because all it takes is for one player to get hit in a practice and react poorly, and it chips away. And it chips away at your compete, and it chips away at your intensity and how you want to play. And so it's so subtle in all of the pieces that we added, the returners and their work ethic. And you just saw it come together from day one with our group. And I think it was just about maintaining that, sustaining it, and then keep upgrading on it, which is really hard to do, but another testament to the group.
Izzy?
Thank you. So as you mentioned, you've had many standout players, especially from this past week, with goaltender of the week, Hockey East Tournament MVPs. So trying to continue this success while on the road against Clarkson, how are you guys preparing for that? And are there any standout moments from throughout your season that you believe got you to that past Hockey East Championship victory and to the NCAA selection?
Yeah, I think it starts from the net out. You allude to goaltender of the week. Obviously, having Callie and even Mari, we know as the number two, like giving us a chance to win. And you work your way up from there. I mean, our defensive core has, I always said, has been probably underestimated, especially early in the year, just how much they've done for our team and how they headman the puck. They play physical. They find ways to be assertive and dictate the play defensively. And then they are also threats from the blue line. And then from there, you look down the middle with our centers, their ability to play 200 feet. Christina Vogt, even new to that position this year a little bit. From Alex Law to Lily Welke, I think you just continuously go from the net out and middle out. We have a lot of puzzle pieces, but I think like the lines have formed their identities. We've tried a lot of different combinations, but it's their ability to play as a unit of five. I think it's, eliminating the other team's opportunities and making offensive plays out of it. And they do it all over the ice. They're interchangeable, whether it's the offensive zone, defensive zone. So I think it's just continuously upgrading on that.
Well, Kat, then Sam.
When you were talking about the support of BU getting the extra practice day at these regionals, it made me think, what are the biggest differences from the regionals and the tournament now that you see compared to what they were like when you were playing?
Yeah, and I'm excited to continuously see that. I mean, since I come back as an assistant coach, a few years back, and now as the head coach, you see the differences in how our sport has elevated from the bean pot experiences to just how BU's elevated it to the support of our program. But now excited to see that at our regionals as we continue to go throughout the week. I think the first difference that is very obvious from when I played is that it's a regionals. I think the fact that our brackets expanded, that it's not just a one game top eight going to the top seed, that three teams were coming to Wisconsin, obviously great facilities, and you're playing in a tournament style setting, obviously more similar to the men's. So I think that's the biggest difference you see right there. Like, so cool that our tournament's expanded and then we're getting more teams playing at the national level, and from there we'll continue to see. But I'm excited. It seems like it's a well put together event already. Wisconsin's been a great host, and excited to see how the game's continuing to elevate.
Just kind of going off Kat's question a little bit. Anything from when you were a player playing in the national tournament that maybe you weren't expecting that now you can kind of instill on your players, kind of having been there and what they can expect a little bit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I probably will have more answers for you as we come out the other side here, but I think just playing a new opponent. That's something that we've seen from our group all year is that we've done way better on Saturdays versus Fridays. And, that tendency to dip our toe in the water before we go all in. I think we've proven over the course of our Hockey East play and some out of conference play, we've grown in that area. But I think being able to be prepared, but know what you do well. I think that experiences in my playing career, coaching career thus far have kind of I think allow me to model that with confidence for our group, which will be helpful for them. And I think also just the things that come with the big stage, I think of international experience playing at the state level already, whether it's just all the logistics around the game that are a little bit elevated to you think about drug testing and things that maybe don't happen as much before you get to this level, like little things like that, that I think they don't stress me out as much because I've been here, and that hopefully allows me to continue to model that confidence and poise and composure that we want from the rest of the group.
Izzy?
Thank you. So how are you preparing for a quick turnaround from Thursday's game to if you claim the victory playing Wisconsin on Saturday, especially in Lebanon Arena, where we were just told the game sold out in 6 minutes and standing room was sold.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's the first thing is get excited about it, the opportunity. We got to get there, number one. I mean, we have an amazing staff. You talked about the support of BU, like a full coaching staff that all has their jobs and responsibilities, pre-scouts divided, and we're doing all that work in the background. And we allow the players to be in the moment, take it one game at a time. We already have a coach working on that pre-scout just in case, making sure that it's ready to go, and you go from there. But I mean, you're playing against the best, the top seed in the country. What an opportunity. Like, to hopefully we get to that point and play Clarkson first and go from there. Do everything we can to be ready.
Anna? Hey, Coach. I'm just wondering if you could talk a little bit about Callie Shanahan's performance over this past tournament and just like her as a leader in general.
Yeah, remarkable. What a season Callie's had for us. Obviously, battled through a lot of different things in her career that we've talked about, but not. It's very unique for a goalie to be a captain, and the way that she's done it with grace and humility and composure is really special. And I think it just speaks that she's fighting for this team to win. I've been saying too, as the season goes on, I don't think we're the easiest team to be a goalie for. There's games we go up from getting a lot of shots on net, some games a little bit more rare in our league than others, to giving up 9 under 10 or under double digits. And I think that exposure to playing against the Minnesotas early on in the year and the Princetons, and then playing within our league and being exposed to all those different types of games shows her IQ, her mental strength in the game and her willingness to adapt. She's just an amazing goalie, an amazing woman and leader. And we're not here where we are without her.
Sam?
Yeah, last one for me. I know I asked about the ECAC earlier, but is there anything that Clarkson does specifically that you think is going to be really challenging for you guys?
Yeah, they play aggressive. They got a lot of talent on the back end. They have some pretty great defensemen that are just mainstays for them. They're the rock back there, the headman, the puck, they're scoring threats. So I think it's so underestimated when teams have that on D. They're able to just keep headmanning that puck, and they're going to come at you on the forecheck. They're threatening on their power play. They're going to come at you from all angles. So, excited to see how we match up. We like playing a fast game. We like forecheck coming at us. So hopefully we can see how we can respond to that stuff. Style of game, which I think we've seen throughout our playoffs so far with the matchups we had, and just doing it at an even higher level than we've done already.
Izzy?
Thank you. This is my last question for me as well. Apologize if I butcher the name, but Tamara Giaquinto? Yes?
Yep.
Okay, see if I got that. But saw a video, she said making this NCAA selection past Sunday was unbelievable. It means a lot to the entire team and overcoming adversity to get there. Could you talk a little bit about what this game and selection means to you as a head coach and a previous player?
Yeah, this is where we've wanted to be. This is the goal. This is unbelievable. And I think it's just so much rewarding. And a lot of people have asked me difference player and coach. It's so much more rewarding in a lot of ways, just being able to give back to the program that gave me so much, and to be able to hand it over to them. Like, these amazing women, challenge me to be a better person and coach every day, and to see them come together and hand it off and watch them have success is the absolute best feeling in the world. And then to watch your staff come together and achieve something, and they're the backbone behind the group, your support staff, and to know that you played a role in just creating the environment for that to happen is amazing. And to see them get to celebrate each other, have success, and go on to play in the games that have been the goal and the games we want to play in, is the best feeling in the world.